think last week, the Tuesday, we talked about the mind is very important. You know, we need to protect our mind. So, normally, we protect our body. We protect our body. You know, if something falling down on your body, and the first we try to protect our head, and then all of our body. We try our best to protect. Because we think that we know there will be some pain. You know, there will be some pain, will be hurt, will be broke, we will be damaged, will be crushed. So we know all kind of things will be happening. So therefore, we really protect our body very well. And also we have to wear so many clothes, summer clothes, autumn clothes, winter clothes, spring clothes. So many kind of we wear, and that is also because if we don't wear, then will be some problems. So we prepare our body very, very much. However, but still this body, we cannot keep us what you want. No matter how much we protect, or then we also eat, drink, then the drink we have many things, you know, maito, many things. All is we try to kind of be fine for this body, you know, this body. But no matter how we protect, this body naturally become worse and worse. Kind of unknowingly, you know, if you do have mirror yourself, you know, when you was in 20 years and you look your mirror, then after 20, 30 years, you don't have any mirror. You know, after maybe 30 years, if you get mirror and you don't recognize yourself because you saw before yourself was very, how I should say, young, beauty, you know, soft, whatever. But then after 30 years, if you saw something, you don't believe that was you. And that was, is this your wish? Is this your plan? No, that was not your wish. That was not your plan. But it is like that, you know, like it naturally it goes. But still we try to do a lot. So Buddha says now, likewise, we need to keep our mind also. He says, you know, the mind is the most important. Because, you know, if we kept well this mind, may you possible obtain even better life than now. You know, anyway, this body, they cannot handle this mind more than 100 years. You know, if you say that you are very lucky, you can handle 100 years, but not more. But this mind also coming up, need to support, you know, he have to obtain or get support again. So, in the next, if we keep well, you know, healthy mind, well protect, then it will be obtained again, better form, which we like. You know, long life, healthy life, wealthy life, comfortable, you know, all kind of will happening because you can see there's many sentient beings. So some of them are very happy, all the time happy. And some of sentient beings all the time suffering. Because there's different cause and conditions, different habit tendencies. So therefore, those happiest ones, they will take care of their mind, the previous life. So, same things. And last time they're talking about the mind we need to take care. What does mean that? You know, mind need to take care. It means that, as I mentioned, if our body become broken, crack, damage, whatever is we call the careless, you know, become careless because of that, then our body is damaged, right? So mind careless means that if our mind is full of the anger, full of the desire, attachment, full of jealousy, full of ignorance, so mind is damaged, crack, broke. You know, mind totally destroyed. So therefore, we need to protect from that. The idea of the Buddha's practice is we try to protect our mind from desire, from anger, from jealousy, from ignorance, from pride, and selfish, and etc. So, can we really protect that from those? Can we really? Yes, we can. But is easy or not? It's not easy. You know, the Buddha says that if someone really want to protect their mind from negative emotion, it is very hard. They're talking about three different hard ways to take care of our mind. The first is very hard to recognize this is something negative emotion, you know, when they're arising. For example, if you're too love to someone, we don't see this is something really negative. We see more positive, you know. But then later on, you know, if you desire something, you know, later more engaged into that, it will be as soon as something deep in, kind of engaged, and there is then unbalancedness appear. And then again there is some problem. And so similarity, also when we have anger, stronger anger, and you don't see yourself, you don't see your mind. You know, we just see where you angry, the object of the anger. And that what we see. So therefore, the masters, the Buddha says, very hard to recognize the negative mind or negative emotions. You can check yourself. It's really easy or very hard. But Buddha says it's very hard to recognize. And once even you recognize it, it's very hard to even think of, you know, protect this or not, abandon this. Very hard to think or understand that I need this abandoning. I need this remove. I need protect this. Very hard to remember. Very, very hard to remember. You can check yourself how many really times you thought that negative emotion I have to abandon. How many times in your life? I think many people never ever even think of that. Even you said that you have been Buddhist, you have been read books, you have been practiced, you have been accumulate mentors, frustrations, accumulate merits, whatever. But still, can we really think that you really, really wish to abandon of the negative emotion? It's very, very hard to think of that. So the second half. And then third one, even you think that you have to abandon negative emotion. Okay, you recognize the negative emotion. You kind of think of that I have to abandon of this negative emotion. Kind of well, but still it's very hard to really abandon, you know, or very hard to applying antidote of the negative emotion. That is hard. No, antidote of the, applying antidote of the negative emotion. Such loving kindness, compassionate, wisdom, rejoicing, contentment, you know, benefit of others themselves. It's very, very hard. Very difficult. Very difficult. I think, so therefore, the Buddhas, the Bodhisattvas, and the masters of Tibetan and India's, they often say, it's very difficult, not easy. And because of that, I think the masters, they're really emphasizing, they're showing the bad result, you know, negative emotions. How bad? Because generally that's our kind of general, our mind, we are kind of little bit scared of the bad things, you know, bad things. For example, if Buddha says only quality of the enlightenment, I think we don't really much appreciate. We think those are like far away, you know. And we can find some other solution to be enjoyment, you know. We don't much kind of appreciate, maybe. But then if emphasize also the bad result, you know, of the, this negative emotion, you know, bad result, there's, you know, desire has bring a lot of suffering, anger brings suffering, and all the result of negative emotions, why Buddha emphasized those? Because the general, the human beings may be little kind of, they're more concerning about negative emotion. You know, concerning. Because when we have anger, instead of think of the object, may you should think yourself, oh, maybe this is not good for me. You know, good for my mind, good for my body, not good for my body, not good for my mind. May you think, may you protect yourself. If you knew that anger brings a lot of problems. So anyway, so yesterday or the last weekend, we talked about many ways that how important of the protector of the mind. And today here they're talking about how to protect our mind. How to protect, what kind of methods we really need it. So here says, all you who would protect your mind and then maintain your mindfulness and I think introspection, that the translators, they translate many ways, but it's more like aware, you know, aware. Aware means that, you know, in your mind has negative emotion coming or not. You know, aware. You know, or when the negative emotion comes, we need to aware all this negative emotion come. You know, negative. The mindfulness and aware, the cooperation. When the cooperation, it really kind of work well. You know, when the green light and red light cooperation, and you have less accident. But the red light and green light are mixed up, then, or not cooperation well, then what will happen is just accident. You know, accident, right? So similarity, the mindfulness and and they are aware, when they cooperate well, then our traffic of the mind will be fine. But if there are no use or there's no well cooperation of the mindfulness and aware, then your mind, you know, the traffic of the mind will be chaos, will be accident, will be stuck, will be many things happen. So therefore, then here they're talking about also maintain. What is exactly mean? Maintain. Oh, this is important. You know, we do have mindfulness. If you really have some kind of examinations, I think you don't think anything else, you know, even your loved ones, your kids, your husband, your belongings, you're just concerning of that is your exams, you know, when you're writing examination. You're just thinking of only this question and answer and these things. For 1 hour, 2 hours, you can be very mindful. So we have mindfulness, but we do not have this maintaining. So maintaining, right? Maintaining. So when you need, and then may you apply. When you really think that you needed something, then you apply. Normally we don't much care. So that is also one of the problems. So we need the mindfulness all the time. And awareness. If we do have these two things, I think that really we can train our mind very well. So general, our mind is, we give example of the like crazy elephants, also dry woods, you know, many kind of, because the mind become like, how should say that? If you never train, then it's very wild, very wild. So anyhow, the maintain your mindfulness and means more be present, and aware. Look, the good thought or bad thoughts are there. You know, good thoughts are bad thoughts. And then the careful, we talk about also sometimes careful. So careful means like more really the bads are pushed away and good thoughts are more applying and so on and so forth. So here says, guide them both. Tongje baby song. At cost of life and limbs, I join my hands, beseeching you. So this great master, Hintideva, who is great Bodhisattva, thinking of only for us, or sentient beings. So sentient beings wish is, we need happiness, we need joy, we need peace, we need freedom. So we thought free, we thought joy, we thought happy. We are problem, right? So the Hintideva says, he joins his hand. Means that he deeply requesting us, sake of us, says, you should maintain mindfulness and awareness. And that is only can ourselves be happy, peace, free, protector, and so on and so forth. So therefore, these two things are very important for practitioners. So these two things means that we are really then all the time we're looking our mind, you know, looking our mind, checking our mind all the time. So, for example of the, even you are in office, you're driving, whatever, if you have the mindfulness, at the same time, you can do many good things. at the same time. You know, you work for office and you get salary and you can satisfy it for the employer. And at same time, your body, your mind can be very fresh. You know, when you have mindfulness. And because of the mindfulness, so you don't create the lot of the negative thoughts. So therefore, mind become more free, more soft, more pure. So we do have many methods to practice, such like recitation, accumulate merit, and do, you know, like 3 years retreat, go to solitary, and all kind of things. We have many kind of methods. But Shantideva says, we taught this mindfulness and awareness. Whatever we does, we call form of the virtue. The form of the virtue has, of course, good quality, but not best one. You know, not perfect one. Form of virtue. Being in the temple, sitting in the correct, thinking of the Buddha or something, those are the can be, you know, just only form of the virtue. If we don't have mindfulness and awareness. So therefore, these two things are very important, and because of that, and Shantideva himself also says that, I join my hands. And then your next sentence, those disabled by ill health are helpless, powerless to act. Of course, we can clearly understand, right? So those who have like broken leg or hand or whatever, or who are ill, they cannot much help. They cannot help themselves. They cannot help others, they cannot help themselves, and very unconditioned, unwell conditions, I think. So therefore, powerless act. And the mind, when likewise cramped by ignorance, is impotent and cannot do its work. So here the thing is that we taught mindfulness and aware of this mind as such same as the ill person, you know, physical ill person. So physical illness person, they have no power to do anything. So similarly, we taught mindfulness and awareness, we cannot do any virtue actions. So therefore, the mind has no power. Power to lead itself. So therefore, I think sometimes that nowadays this, you know, that you have this Western mindfulness, and I have had heard that the many companies, they hired someone to teach this mindfulness, and because, and that way, the employees can be very active, you know, very active, and they, then that way the companies also become growth. So even worldly, I don't think they are talking about, for example, mindfulness of the virtue thought or unvirtue thoughts and etc. But maybe they talk about mind more calm and present and, you know, like try to free from too much rush thoughts and etc. Because if you have too much under those, then there's no power, you know. When this mind has no power, then we do a lot of mistakes. You know, all kind of mistake. Worldly mistake, dharma mistake. And these two different, you know, worldly mistake and dharma mistake are big different. So sometimes worldly perfect ones and can be in dharmic way very mistake. You know, for example, in order to win ourselves, if you kill something, maybe worldly you done correct. You killed and you won. But dharmic way, that was big mistake. So anyway, the worldly mistake and dharmic mistakes are came from the lack of the mindfulness and awareness. A lack of the power of the mind, you know. So because there's no energy, no presence, so therefore, he says, it's important and cannot do it works. When you have ignorance, desires, angers, and etc. So ignorance are the root of the all kind of negative emotions. So when we have ignorance and we don't see what is the right or what is the really wrong, and when you don't see the right one, then you have the anger natural came. You know, so therefore, all the negative emotions, and they're just based on ignorance. And likewise, all kind of virtues are based on the wisdom. So therefore, the wisdom is very important. So wisdom we need to raise through the hearing of the knowledge and reflection ourselves and the meditation on it. And these the three different ways you can raise your wisdom. Oh, then next one. Here they're talking about, if we don't have the awareness or mindfulness, then what will really problems? You know, if someone says, okay, I don't have time to practice mindfulness and awareness, what problems? You know, if some asking, then they're talking about the problems here. For those who have no, okay, I will say awareness, though they hear the teachings and ponder them is like reflection, thinking. Reflection or thinking is very important. For example, you come here, you know, like for 1 hour or half hour, you hear some teachings. Why I make this paper? Because you need to think on it, you know. If you don't have these things, maybe even you hear something, but when you go home, you forget. So think that if you go home and look again and remember what I says, you know, and then think a little bit. It's really correct. This mindfulness, why this is important, and so on. Think again and again. Whatever you hear, think again and again. Sometimes some teachings are very interesting for you, you know, maybe even one word or two sentences, very interesting. That interesting, you think that you understood, you know, when you get interesting, you think that you understood. But you should not kind of just live like that. You should think, why I'm interesting on it? You know, why makes me interesting on it? You need to think. So the Buddhist philosophy, more you think, you will be more really find the reason. So more you find the reason, more you will be enjoy. More you will be really understand deep meanings. So that means that, like teaching like this, that means you are really reading your mind yourself. So it's very important. But anyway, here says, the pending them, or thinking on them, what you hear, or meditate. So these three are totally kind of different, but also these three are dependent upon each other, which is very important. If you never hear any of the teaching, we cannot think. You know, our mind, we cannot make something, you know, just think. It doesn't make much sense. Of course, unless that you have really very great kind of habit tendencies to the philosophy or Buddha's teaching your previous lifetimes, may different case. Otherwise, without hearing, you cannot think. But firstly, hear, but only hearing also doesn't much affect. But then you need to think again and again. And more you have confidence, more you think. And then meditation means actually being with that, you know, being your own confidence. So, these three other is very important. And here says, like water sipping from a leaking jar. Oh, their learning will not stay in their memories. This is the lack of the mindfulness as well as awareness. If someone, you know, say I am Buddhist and learn both Sutta, Tantric, or whatever from many, many, many different masters, but if you have lack of the, this mindfulness and awareness, you have nothing remain in your mind. Like 20 years before, it's exactly the same. Can be even worse, because now you have extra proud that I have been read Buddhist books. I am Buddhist, you know, I am meditate. I like that kind of happening. I have met many of like that, particularly in Westerners, because they, I think, you have very strong habit tendencies to study, you know, study. And just only study, you know, study means that collection of the information from here and there, like internet or library and like that, you know. Library has a lot of information because full of the books, right? So internet, there's many information. So your head become internet. But that doesn't much really help your ignorance or your negative emotions, because you don't put in, apply those are linked with antidote of the, our negative emotions. So your desire is same, your anger is same, but you have a lot of information. That was like that. So however, here says, we thought, here may be saying them, but those who have no awareness, though they hear teachings, ponder them, or kind of meditate, it nothing reminding their mind. So, they're like water sapping from the lacking jar. And then here says, many are endowed with joyful delight, diligence. They are learned and also imbued with faith. But through the full fault of lacking awareness, they will not escape them stand of sin and downfall. Sin and downfall, I want to talk. This is very typical Buddha's teaching. So some actions, it brings downfall. Its downfall means we have six realms, okay? Six realms. And then God realm is highest. And then demigod realm, then human realm, then animal realm, then hungry ghost realm, then hell realm. So hell realm is most down one. So some acts that we are bring downfall, some actions bring downfalls. Some actions bring upwards and then downwards. They call downfall means that no one want to go down, but no one, they cannot standing, you know, they're falling because of that action, you know, because of the actions. Such killing, missexual conduct, stalling, and wrong view, etc. So here says, even someone very, very happy to hear of the Buddha Dharma, and they have also devotion. Actually, if you have devotion to Dharma, it's very high kind of high, how you could say, thinking, quality. And on the top of that, you are really hearing of the Buddha's teaching. However, diligently practice faith, hearing teachings, at the same time, we have a lot of faults, the action, wrong actions. You know, sometimes I often talking with that, we are here, and we argue each other, you know, but very small things. Very, very small things. So sometimes, if you get something really big result, if you argue something, fighting something, okay, of course. Why not, you know? Short argue or fighting, and you gain something that you're in rest of your life you can do, be enjoy, or you don't go to office or whatever you can. But you don't get anything actually, you know, there's nothing, even one cup of tea. But still we are arguing. What point? So those arguing is action, it brings also that this downfall, you know, downfall. What they talk about, downfall. So therefore, and all these downfall thing, actions, downfall actions, why they came? And because lack of the mindfulness and awareness. So it means, it's really we have these two things. I think it will be become bodhisattva. It will be really bodhisattva. So we are really handle your mind every day if you, if we emphasize maybe 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, then maybe it will be, you don't need to much emphasize that. It come naturally, your mind become more soft in a way. We will be kind of easygoing. But if we never apply anything, then all the time same. Small things, ugly, whatever. You know, digging again, same things. Sometimes some family, they all the time. Very small things, ugly, fighting. Why? Actually, if you argue one time, it will finish. Okay, of course you can argue, whatever. But one time argue, then again next time coming, even worse. You know, more argue, more worse. So there's no good result. There's nothing good result or anything, you know, positive. But still we are doing these things. And we don't like that. You know, afterwards, of course, all of us is sad. You know, if someone really, really great person, maybe he can say, or he or she can say, I'm sorry. Some kind of, you know, soft mind maybe say, even he done something wrong, still they can say sorry. It makes, you know, one kind of word, say sorry from your heart. And that makes also all angers are melt. But if someone really applying the mindfulness and awareness, I think anger will never also existing in their mind. But the problem is that, as I mentioned, there's three hard ways. Firstly, we don't recognize. Secondly, hardly think of the abandoned. Thirdly, very hard to apply the antidotes. So therefore, we are here. We are samsaric beings. We are doing same things every day, morning to evening, Monday to Sunday, you know, January to December, until this life And then next, we don't know. So therefore, we should try to do, escape the stand of sin and downfall. We should try to do. Even one day, if we keep pure actions, you know, one day, mind become pure mind, pure speech, pure body action. Even one day, you should promising morning, okay, today is full moon, for example. I won't think any negative thoughts, add negative actions. You know, try to keep pure thoughts, pure action. Even one day, it's really, really, really great benefit. Buddha says, the good kalpas, someone keep all life pure conduct, but someone keep one day when the degeneration kalpas, the result is even one day is more higher than someone took all life when they are great kalpas. So, I think we can call degeneration time because there's too much destruction object and subject. And among like this, if we could keep one day positive actions, if you can manage one day, I'm sure you will manage also 2 days in month. And slowly, we need to increase, you know. In 10 years, maybe you can do 1 month pure thinking, pure conduct. Then 20 years, 2 months. Right? So those are the important. Okay. So, the today, the verses, how you protected the pure mind, or mind, how you protect mind, there is mindfulness and awareness. We taught this, then how much faults, and so on and so forth. These are the today's teaching. So, as I mentioned again, the mindfulness means more the presenceness, present mind. If your mind, present means that really you are with your mind, and you look your mind. These two things are called present. So then you, when you see the negative thoughts arising, then you could push down, recognize. When you are present, and then we can recognize this is negative emotion. This is neutral. This is virtue. You know, we really see when you are present. If we are not present, we don't see. If parents are not in the koti, kids, whatever they can do, you don't see. You know? If they are lucky, maybe they just only take tea and or some chocolate or something. But unlucky, they can destroy many things. And you don't see whatever they apply. If you are present with them, then you see every movement. You can say, hey, hey, should not do, right? Ehuva, etc. So, this mindfulness and awareness is our parents. And we, or our mind, is our kids. So mind, parents has very big responsibility to take well rest of the their kids. Otherwise, kids can be do very stupid things. And then parents will be very unhappy. But at your fault, because you didn't look well. Okay, today we can stop here.